was the B-side from their latest single. The A-side was World Within. We heard the other side, which was The Chalice. You can check that out on their Bandcamp page.
Yeah, and before that, we had some music from...
I always mispronounce this band's name, but I will attempt it, though, if you're patient with me.
Please, please do.
Telegenic Pleasure.
I don't think we've ever pronounced it before.
During the breaks, I said it was Telegenetic Pleasure. I said Telegenic Pressure. I said Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. No, actually, it is Telegenic Pleasure. They are a group which features Rob Brake of Mono Negatives and Marco Palumbo Rodriguez.
Yes, so this was kind of created in two separate places. Rob did the music for the most part, and then Marco did the vocals, and they put it together. And they're a band called Telegenic Pleasure.
Hey,
and
they have two
releases now. This one just came out. It's called Concentric Grave, and we heard the track Polarized.
Prior to that, we heard some music hailing from Guelph, Ontario, from Bonnie Trash. We heard something from their latest Hail Hail EP, that was Shades of You. Prior to that, we heard some music from Pyle. Pyle have a new album out titled All Fiction, and from that we heard the track Loops. Prior to that, we heard a single released from Frankie Flowers. They're an artist that hails from Waterloo, Ontario. We heard Bad Dream. And we started things off with Indian Cowboy, which is the title track from an album by Love Language, a fantastic new group that hails from Montreal, Quebec. As I said, the lead singer talks a lot about the intersectionality of their identities as an Indigenous woman. And just a very powerful record and some great raucous indie rock backing up her lyrics. And speaking of raucous music, we're about to get into a set of some classic punk rock, but with a twist. Dave, we're going to start off with one of our favorites here on Revolution Rock, the Buzzcocks, but we're going to be focusing on more of a deeper cut, yeah, would be the best way to put it.
So the origin of this set, I guess I should say, was I was listening to Different Kind of Tension, which is their third album I hadn't listened to in a long time, and there's a lot of really good songs on this album, but it's not really as focused on as much as some of their other earlier ones. There's still a lot of great songs on there, like Raison d'Etre, Paradise, and some of the guitarist songs are quite good as well. But they also kind of drifted off into a little bit more experimental, sometimes post-punky sounds. And this is one song that we're going to hear from that set on side two of the record called Hollow Inside. The next thing we're going to hear is something from The Damned's second full-length album. Now, this album is really kind of, I don't know how to say it nicely. People crap on this album a lot.
It's overlooked. It seems like for a lot of fans of the band, they go right from the debut record to Machine Gun Etiquette, and they kind of overlook this one altogether.
And what's also strange is this album came out the same year as their first one. Mm-hmm. And I believe there was some pressure from the record company, and they only had a couple weeks to put everything together. Now, they kind of experimented a bit, and some people say it's not the best lyrically, but you know what? That early incarnation of The Damned, majority of the material was written by guitarist Brian James, who would leave shortly after this. Mm-hmm. This album was actually produced by Nick Mason of Pink Floyd. They originally wanted Syd Barrett. Of course, he couldn't do it. He had other things going on.
And it was kind of hidden. Like, no one really knew where he was. And I think that's the real reason this album gets so much flack. That they end up seeing it as being, oh, the album with the Pink Floyd guy. But meanwhile, no, they knew what they were doing. And even though they had some pressure from the label, they really put together a fantastic record, in my opinion. And we're going to be hearing a track that's a longer one that actually goes more into that experimental sort of phase of their music that you were talking
about.
There's
even saxophone on this track. Really cool. Really different. So some deep cuts in this set. We're also going to hear some stuff from Wire, from a demo compilation that was a bootleg for decades called Not About to Die, and a collected studio demos from 1978 and 79. On Record Store Day in 2022, they put out this collection as an official release, and it's the missing link between their first album, Pink Flag, and then
Chairs Missing from 78, yeah.
And then the third one. It's like an in-between album, 154, because some of these songs from 154 and Chairs Missing are on here, and then some outtakes as well. So we're going to hear some of those two tracks, and we're going to come back. You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM, and this is music from Buzzcocks. You've been listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. Also streaming worldwide via cjam.ca and syndicating across several different campus community stations in Canada. I'm your host Dave, joined with Adam, and we ended off with a song by Wire.
Yeah, and we're going to be playing some more Wire to end off the program. Also from this album called Not About to Die. This is a collection of studio demos from 1977 and 78, which pretty much collects what the band was ruminating on doing between the albums Pink Flag and Chair Is Missing.
Actually, it might have been Chair Is Missing and 154, actually.
Nope. Not according to what you have here.
Okay, well then, it's a bit of an in-between type thing.
No, it definitely is.
Because they were kind of transitioning from the shorter punk songs to more lengthy songs and kind of deciding on their sound. So that was one of the outtakes. I believe that one was recorded around the time of Chairs Missing.
Yeah, it's called It's the Motive. Before that, we heard some music from The Damned. From their second album, Music for Pleasure, we heard You Know.
And this is, as we talked about, their second album is often overlooked. But also something to mention about this album, which is unique, is they added a fourth member, rhythm guitar from Lou Edmonds, who is a musician that would later go on to play with Public Image Limited and still does to this day. Only album he was featured on. And then prior to that, we had music from Buzzcocks. We heard Hollow Inside from their third full-length release, A Different Kind of Tension, originally released in 1979. And that about does it for this week's edition of Revolution Rock. We'll be back next week, same time, same frequency here on CJM FM. Mark Casabon is up next with the Cowboys and Indies radio program.
Now, before we go, we did play some IDs about it, but we're going to be having our annual pledge drive episode next week. It's the only time of the year that we really ask for funding to help support the station. We'll get into details about it during our next episode, but it's a very important time of year. Really, CJM could not function as a station, and our show could not operate without the funding from listeners who donate so generously every year. So we are hoping you tune in, listen to Revolution Rock. We'll throw out the numbers. Maybe you can donate something during the program. As per usual, we're going to play some great new material, and we're going to harken back, since this is a milestone anniversary for CJAM this year. We're going to be featuring some music that CJAM actually started as an FM station in 1983.
Yeah, so 40 years ago. So we're going to play some music, a couple sets of music from 1983. Celebrate that, and then talk about the station. And if you want to donate now, you can. You can head over to cjam.ca and donate securely. But we'll be posting more of that on cjam.ca and our social media pages, so stay tuned for that. We're going to end off with another track from this collection, Not About to Die. I really love this collection. These songs are great. We're going to hear a song called Ignorance, No Plea, I Should Have Known Better. Now, this is a song that would change when it would be found on 154, which was their third full-length album, and they kind of split shortly after that for a while before coming back together.
Yeah, and various iterations thereafter, but yeah, here's an early version of I Should Have Known Better, aka Ignorance No Plea, and make sure to tune in next week, same time, same frequency, Revolution Rock and CJAM 99.1 FM.
As I study the mission, I consider my position. It's not your place to comment on my state of distress, for this is for real. I've tears in my eyes. Am I laughing or crying? I suggest I'm not lying.